Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond and the end of 2019. But saying that, I want to talk about words. Words, words, words. You know, there was a song in My Fair Lady about, I'm so tired of words, but words have lots of power. Words do matter. And one of the things that happens every year are various groups, dictionaries, and so on, choose the word of the year. Now, this would have been looking back. This is for 2019. What was the word of the year for 2019? And various groups have various criteria. They're not all the same when they select this word. On the Merriam-Webster Dictionary Company, they base it on the number of lookups. In other words, people are checking what is the meaning of this word, and the meaning of the word they chose this year is relatively simple. We'll get to that one. Also, some other groups talk about how the word has reflected the mood and preoccupations of people during the year. Or some also say, does it have potential for lasting cultural significance? Hey, this is all pretty serious stuff, choosing this word of the year. So because there are different groups choosing them, there obviously are different words that come up. Well, the Oxford Dictionary group chose the word of the year, and by the way, it doesn't always have to be a word. It might be several words, or it could even be a phrase. And in this case, their word of the year is climate emergency. Have you been using that word? You know, I still hear people talking about climate change quite a bit. Climate change. What's happening? Why is it happening? Who's causing it? All those kinds of things. But the Oxford Dictionary says it's climate emergency, not because they say we should be using that word, but because it has been coming up more in conversation, that the climate change is in crisis or breakdown or so on. So the words climate emergency is the word of the year for that group. Well, who else chooses a word of the year? The Oxford Dictionary group also chooses a word, and again, it's pretty serious and not so, you know, happy looking. They chose, excuse me, not, it's the wrong group I mentioned. Dictionary.com has selected the word existential. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not a word I use in everyday conversation. And indeed, many of these words are not words that we use in everyday conversation, as we're just talking person to person, but that they are making news, that they do make a difference. And this one was selected because it has, according to them, a sense of grappling with the survival, literally and figuratively, of our planet, our loved ones, our way of life. Thinking about all the things that have happened weather-wise, people-wise, all the shootings, all those sort of things, and even what's been the discourse in our political world. And so they chose this word existential, which has this broader concern about existence. Ooh, pretty serious and maybe thought-provoking kinds of things. So these words of the year also, of course, depend on, you know, again, who's using them and how those words change maybe with age. I would use a word differently or not use a word than perhaps the baby boomers or younger folks. The Gen Zers are another new group, and the millennials and the post-millennials, you know, all those groups that we hear about. So each kind of age also has some words that are important to them. Well, my favorite lookup, and I get a message from them every day, actually, is the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And they have, I think, kind of interesting, fascinating information about words every day. And often, again, it comes because what's being used in the news, and is it a word that we might use often and kind of maybe misuse it? Or is it a word that's, hey, I have no idea what this word means, but we can always learn. So the Merriam-Webster's word of the year is they, T-H-E-Y, common word that, you know, is we've used many times, and again, we use in everyday conversation. Well, they is really a plural personal pronoun rather than a singular, but we begin using it so often. I hear on the newscasters, I see in print, instead of saying he or she, that's simplified to say they. And actually, that's been accepted as a way of writing before it's now been chosen as the word of the year. The American Psychological Association has endorsed they as a singular third-person pronoun in its latest style guide for scholarly writing. And folks who do write for magazines, scholarly magazines, do keep this style guide close to them and often refer to it. So it's a pretty important thing for folks who do that kind of writing. Well, as I say, many of us have been using they because it just seems so much simpler to use they rather than going back and saying he, she kind of thing. But a more current reason, and the reason for lots of lookups, remember that's how Merriam-Webster chooses their word, is because of the non-gender, transgender, non-binary thing that many people don't want to be referred to as male or female, as he or she, and therefore they is the non-gender kind of word, or where it doesn't say he or she. So kind of interesting to me, fascinating to me in terms of how our language changes and why it changes. Taking another slant on words, some other folks have talked about phrases, simple words, phrases that they think they will give up for 2020. You know, and we have lots of things that we give up, we think we're going to change. Well, these are a few of the phrases that various people have said they're going to change, to delete from their speech because they think it's affecting them negatively. Now, you're going, okay, what kind of phrases could those be? Well, they're ones that probably a lot of us use, or we certainly hear them used. And one of them is, I'm crazy busy. If you ask about a person's schedule or, you know, what's happening in their lives, or you're just talking about, can you get together with them for some reason? They say, I'm just crazy busy, talking about all the things that they have going on in their lives. And a person who responds to this and says, I'm going to quit using that, it happens to be an ER doctor. So you can imagine that some days her life is crazy busy, but that's not how she's going to describe it, because she says, I want to put a more positive spin on it, that I'm capable to handle the busy rather than thinking of crazy. It is a part of life and I am going to handle it, whatever comes in the door, no matter what it is, rather than calling it crazy. Another one that I think I've been using sometimes is, isn't it weird that, you know, something has happened in your life, in other people's lives, describing the news, and you go, well, isn't it weird that that happened? Well, the person who says they are going to quit using this phrase says, it's because differences is what makes the world interesting. And this person doesn't want to limit themselves to just the popular opinions of other people, that sometimes being weird is really good. We think of all of the technology that's been changing our world, and many times it's for the better. And we might still say, no, isn't that weird that that could happen? But it's in a positive way. And one last one is that kind of relates to that is, and I found myself saying this lately, well, it is what it is. Rather than trying to make an excuse, trying to explain something, just saying, well, you sort of dismiss it and say, well, it is what it is. But maybe there's nothing wrong with that. But on the other hand, maybe it's sort of self-limiting in terms of not wanting to think about things. So think about your words. What are the words meaning to you? And my words right now are, until next time, best wishes for 2020.